Boba isn't that great. It's overrated. I said it. It's not that great. And I'm not a hater. I just think it's overhyped. You know, people go nuts and buy $100 worth just for themselves. Like, why? Let me explain why Boba isn't worth as much as Subtle Asian Traits makes it out to be. And I'm a nerd, so some math might be involved. Also, stick around for a joke at the end. So, what is Boba? Well, let's ask our greatest resource, Dr. Google. Boba is another term for bubble tea. And bubble tea is a cold, frothy drink made with iced tea, sweetened milk, or other flavorings, and usually sweetened with black balls, or pearls, made from tapioca. Everyone has their own definition of what boba is. Mine is just the drink, tea, sweetened with milk, no toppings. Toppings cost extra, and being unemployed with an income of $0, I'm too poor to afford egg pudding. And yes, egg pudding, because no place I've been to makes good pearls, and I also don't like them. But why is boba overrated? First, it's expensive. Sure, $3 to $5 doesn't seem like much, but it adds up. Let me break it down for you. At Kung Fu Tea, the cheapest milk tea you can get is $3.25 without toppings. Cause remember, I don't get toppings. But including tax, now I'm from Houston, Texas, so 8.25%, the total comes to be around $4.06. Sounds cheap, right? Now let's say I'm on a boba crave and I get it every day for a week. That's $28.42. Still not too bad. I mean, it's worth 4 Chipotle steak bowls, but who needs real sustenance, right? Now let's say I'm madly in love with boba, and I get it every day for a month. We'll say there's 30 days in a month to make it uniform. That's $121.80. Now, I don't know about you, but that used to be my paycheck. And if I was totally addicted to boba, about to die if I didn't have it pumping through my blood and bought it every day for a year, I'd be down almost $1,500. $1,481.90 to be exact. To put it into perspective, it's 166 Chipotle steak bowls, 30 10-ounce filet mignons at Perry's Steakhouse, or 5 Nintendo Switches. Sounds a lot. Now, second, it's either sweet or bitter. There's nothing in between. Now, depending on the drink, topping, size, and sugar level, boba is really sweet, and if it's not, it's really bitter. I'm not a big fan of sweets, mostly because I'm prone to diabetes, and I don't like bitter things. Definitely not a fan of bitter melon. And now I'm just gonna keep talking about Kung Fu Tea just to stay constant, and mostly because I can't find any other nutritional facts about any other shop. Anyways, I'm boring and plain, so my go-to drink is usually the cheapest milk tea that any place has to offer. You know, they gotta brew the basics perfectly before I bust my bank, am I right? KFT's milk tea has 39 grams of sugar at 100% sweetness level, which is what I usually get, the regular. On top of that, pearls, literal balls of sugar, are soaked in a sugar bath, and each serving has about 20 grams. Yeesh, that's a lot. That's 59 grams of sugar in total, more than a can of soda. And if you ever baked, you know that that's a lot, especially for a single 16 fluid ounce cup. Ooh, just thinking about it makes my teeth hurt. Basically, bottom line, to me, boba's overhyped. There's a lot of sugar in one cup, and it's pretty expensive for the small amount that you get. But that's my opinion. I can't tolerate sweets, and I'm frugal with money. Don't get me wrong, though. I'll crave it every so often and buy it, maybe once or twice a month. You know, Thai milk tea is my favorite drink, unless Kung Fu Tea makes it. Then it's totally garbage. And egg pudding is my favorite topping. You just won't see me with a cup in my hand all the time. And honestly, I'd rather make my own drink. That way, I know what's going into my own body, and I can buy the cheapest ingredient out there. I don't need no fancy black tea from China. And I get that some people can't cook for the life of them. You know, some of them are my closest friends. But trial and error, and adjust to your taste. After all, you're the one drinking it. Now, I say this about boba, but none of this is to deter you from drinking it. I've just had really bad experiences with boba. One time, I even choked on it. Yeah, and what's even more sad, I choked on Thai tea. I couldn't drink boba for a month. And I guess this is my way of ranting about Kung Fu Tea, because they've messed up my Thai tea. twice. If you've listened this far, I want to thank you. Please stick around for more of my unpopular opinions, puns, and jokes. And now for that joke. How long does it take to brew Chinese tea? Long time. Thanks again for listening to Why I Think Boba is Overrated. Stick around for more of my unpopular opinions. This is Jen Nguyen from Winning Lifestyles, and remember to keep smiling.